Okay, Sid, what is so important for you to drag me off a tennis court? Couldn't this have waited? Incredible? Wrong word. Why don't you try ridiculous? You're kidding. You want to do a cover story on some weirdo who thinks he's a cross between Rudolf Nureyev and Tarzan? Hmm. Oh, Sid, why me?
Because...
Oh, yeah? Hmm. Then why can't I persuade you to put somebody else on this story? Hmm. Wait a minute. How am I supposed to get in touch with this nut? Look him up in the phone book. Peter Parker. Spiders are your field, Dr. Lindsay. Arachnology, right? Then you've been following this character's exploits pretty closely, right? Rooting for him? Tell me, how do you think he does it? But you must have some theory. How could he do that? You mean a sense of danger? He could spin a web, walk up the side of a building, walk on a ceiling? Mr. Jameson. Mr. Parker. How nice to meet you. I have been looking forward to this. Ms. Hoffman. Gail. It's a national paper. Supermarket tabloid. We want to do an interview with Spider-Man. And since you're the only one who ever really gets close to him.
Well, now, wait. I never know when I'm going to see Spider-Man.
Well, that's all right. I'll just sort of tag along, and that way I'll be there when you do see him next time. If you don't mind.
Well, of course he doesn't mind. You don't mind.
It won't be that bad, Peter. You mean it could be turned into a bomb?
Oh, for sure. But it would be very dangerous just by itself. You see, it could go supercritical.
Supercritical?
Yeah, the mass would become so dense that then it would set off a chain reaction.
You mean there could be an atomic explosion?
Well, no, but just the release of radiation by itself would be deadly.
You take note, don't you?
Yes. Peter, how do you know that Spider-Man didn't take the plutonium?
Well, he just wouldn't do something like that. As a matter of fact, right now, he's probably trying to figure out who did do it.
If he's not involved, why doesn't he go to the police and prove it?
Well, Gail, it's not quite that simple. I mean, think about it. I think Spider-Man does a lot of good, but if people knew who he was, well, it just wouldn't be the same thing.
Nobody asked him to save the world.
I don't really think he wanted any part of being a superhero.
Then all he has to do is turn in his little blue tights.
And what about his conscience? What is the point of having some kind of special power if you don't use it to help people?
Okay, it could be a tough life.
And lonely. How can he ever talk to people the way we're talking right now? I mean, what kind of a life can he really have? Think about it for a minute. He has to lie to everybody. At work, to his friends. What about girlfriends? How could he ever hope to get married? Just have a normal life? People think it would be really wonderful to have Spider-Man's powers. Let me tell you, I'm not so sure whether it's a blessing or a curse.
I doubt if he could have put that much better. You know, Parker, there's more to you than I thought.
Say, have you got another helmet?
Sure. Wait a minute, what are you doing?
Oh, listen, everything will be fine. Our dad's right behind us, and he'll take care of everything.
I've had enough of you. All of you!
Listen, I think you've got the wrong girl. I don't know any of those people, and I don't know anything that's going on. Actually, I was on a studio tour.
Why do I have to dress this way?
Two reasons. One, because I like women in bikinis. And two, I feel safer when I know there's no place for them to hide any weapons. LeBeau, get the device. We have an errand to do.
You're really going to do it? You're really going to kill hundreds of thousands of people?
I honestly hope I won't have to.
One thing I don't understand. Why Los Angeles when you made your demands in New York?
Simple. The president's speech begins at 3 o'clock. unless my demands are met, you'll never finish it.
Security men all over that building. You'll never get near it. I know there are security men all over the hotel, but this is an atomic bomb. It doesn't have to be in the building. It can be anywhere. It could be blocks away. You must get the president out of the building. You know, I still didn't get my interview with Spider-Man.
Well, you got to see him in action. You should be able to get a good story out of that.
Peter, let's be honest. Where were you after they took me from the recording studio?
Well, I was looking for you, of course.
Looking for me, but you found Spider-Man.
Well, actually, he found me.
How?
How? I was on my way back to your hotel.
Looking for me?
Right.
When he just happened to call you when you were there?
Yes, that's it, exactly.
You know, I'm not going to give up.
You know, I was kind of hoping you wouldn't.
You know, Parker, you're not bad, but you're no Spider-Man.
Well, how do you know? You've never seen me in tights.
That's true. But if you're willing to put some on, I'm willing to reconsider.